proclamation number 8575 dated the July 31st TH 1963. Explanation of matter and its task. All matter is solidified spirit. And thus the whole earthly material world consists of my once emanated spiritual strength, which initially did not fulfill its purpose since it was not forced to do so, but which, according to eternal law, should become active and therefore was reshaped into manifold kinds of creation whose function was subject to natural law and had to be fulfilled in the law of compulsion. Through its lawful completion of activity, the spiritual substance acquires a continually higher degree of development, and thus creation is fundamentally spiritual substance in the most varied degrees of development. The development proceeds from the hardest rock, as plant or animal, up to the human being, and is guaranteed by the constantly serving function of every single work of creation. Time after time, matter will be dissolved again, that is, the spiritual substance constantly changes its external form and receives another, more advanced form, and thus gradually matures until the last stage, when it may embody itself as a human being in order to release itself, again by means of useful activity, from the final form on this earth. Physical shells or external forms will always shelter more mature spiritual substances within themselves and serve them to mature. The shells themselves will always be dissolved again, and the spiritual substances within will likewise unite with equally mature substances and accept their next forms until all the strength, which was originally emanated as a being, has gathered again and exists in its original composition again, yet devoid of all love, which it once no longer wanted to accept from me. This love is then added by me as a gift of grace in the form of a tiny spark to the original spirit, who then walks across earth as the human being's soul, and then he will be able to attain perfection again. He will be able to become as perfect again as he was when he first originated from me, and then the ultimate goal I had in mind when I created the beings will have been achieved. But it takes an infinitely long time for the former being to travel the path through the creations of earth, for what is visible to you as matter needed long periods of time for its transformation already, since the initially hard matter, the world of rocks, does not easily let go of the spiritual substances. If lawful natural influences did not cause a dissolution of the hard external shape, it could take eternities until a slight loosening occurs, until the world of rocks shows a small flicker of life insofar as that it changes within itself or falls apart and releases the constrained spiritual substance, which will then be bound again in a lighter form. And thus the form will be ever easier to dissolve, and all works of creation provide the spiritual substances with the opportunity to mature in them, thereby gradually bringing this initially completely hardened, lifeless spirit to life. The succession of external shapes proceeds ever more rapidly, and a continuous cycle of life and death, of development and disintegration, can be observed throughout creation. Yet the spirit's process of development takes an infinitely long time, which comes to an end as a human being on earth. The fact that every external form is spiritual substance at the beginning of its development, and the fact that every external form, in turn, shelters spiritual substances within itself which have already acquired a higher degree of maturity and are meant to mature further within the form, has to be kept apart. And thus the external shell need never be rated as highly as the spiritual substance that shelters within it. The dissolution of the external form will always be an act of liberation for the captive spirit therein, and simultaneously signify a degree of higher development for the matter which, as external form, envelopes the substances of cell. These covers still need a long time until they, too, complete their final earthly progress as part of a cell. Yet the more willingly such a shell carries out its service, the faster it will progress, but always within lawful order. And thus, even the final external cover, the human body, has a very significant task, the fulfillment of which can also enable the body's own intrinsic spiritual substances to rapidly progress in their development. If the body totally complies with the soul's demands, it can thus also be spiritualized during its earthly life, which could mean a shortened earthly progress for a fallen original spirit, whose body's exceptional service and suffering contributes towards the original spirit's return to me, when he travels the path across earth as a human being and no longer needs to fear a new descent into the abyss, because these already matured substances assure him certain completion. The knowledge of this can motivate you to fully consciously strive for the body's spiritualization during its earthly life and thus lead a way of life which completely corresponds to the commandments of love. For love is the way which leads to complete spiritualization of the body. Amen.